We all come here just from our Suda Mafsekes. And there are two different practices in the Suda Mafsekes. The original practice of Suda Mafsekes was a very, very light meal. People would complete the meal that prepared them for the tannas they would have earlier in the day. They'd have a mincha, and then come back and have a very, very light meal, so they'd come into the tannas already feeling some of the effect of not being full. And the later practice, the practice that we've adopted, is to have a perfunctory Suda Mafsekes, to have a significant meal that fills us, then break, then wash again, and have Suda Mafsekes in a corner alone, round food, eggs, ashes. So the minhag that has become more widespread in recent times, in my mind, each kind of Suda Mafsekes has its own message. And the Ksav Sofer discusses the kind of Suda Mafsekes that most of us just had. Medrash says, Ochlu v'shosu kol tzarchom, yoishvim la'oretz v'aymrim kinois v'yechos. They eat as much as they get to fill themselves, as much as they need. And then they sit low, and they say kinos, and then they say eicha. And this has brought in some of the svarim to support the kind of suda mafsekes that we just had. So Ksav Sofer explains, what is the significance of ochlin v'shosin, they eat and they drink, kol tzarchom, yoishim loretz, sit down, say kinos, is because we want to point out, as if to say, that we don't come into Tisha B'Av because we're suffering from being malnourished. We don't come into Tisha B'Av because there are some pleasures and hanois that we're missing. Oichlin v'shosin. We come into Tisha B'Av knowing that we're comfortable. But what we miss is Yerushalayim b'Tefarta. We miss having a Beis HaMikdash. We miss having greater access to Ribbono Shel Olam. We miss the spirituality that Klal Yisrael is supposed to have. And the spiritual impact that Eretz Yisrael has presently, but would have so much more so in multitudes of fashions, b'zman Beis HaMikdash. This kind of a Suda Mafsekes is mentioned by some of the Mefarshim as one of the Pshatim in Al Nareis Bavel. David HaMelech prophesies, Al Nareis Bavel, Shom Yoshavnu, Gam Bochinu, B'Zachreinu, Eszia. So Malbim learns Pshat, Al Nareis Bavel, once we were well established in Bavel, not on the way up to Bavel, the way that we usually are Pshat. Al Nareis Bavel, it could be we were well at Skasha, we were living well in Bavel. We were comfortable in Bavel. Shom Yoshavnu, we lived well, we had our communities, we had our yeshivas, we lived a comfortable life. Gam Bochinu B'Zachreinu Asiyah. But when we mentioned Yerushalayim, so then we had a meltdown. Gamza Bachinu Mizachreinu Asiyan. We remembered what Yerushalayim B'Tifaret and its glory was. We remembered that life is not only about being comfortable and having the material joys of life. But I was thinking that this year, Tisha B'Av, if that's what described Tisha B'Av in previous years, this year Tisha B'Av is different. This year Tisha B'Av is the other kind of Suda Mafsekes. The Suda Mafsekes that's in the Svarim and not usually practiced. This year the Tisha B'Av, we come into the Tisha B'Av not feeling the pleasures and the comforts of life. We come into Tisha B'Av a little bit tzibrachan, maybe very tzibrachan. We come into Tisha B'Av just with the news today, Darchei Tzion Avelos, the roads of Yerushalayim, the roads of Yerushalayim where a soldier was killed in Arachim, not Scopus, not Tzofim. Darchei Tzion, where a tractor turns over a bus, one moment creates five Yisayim. Numerous injured as well. This is a different kind of Tishva. He's been in battle since almost in Shivasar B'Tamuz. That's the Tishva when one comes in already a little bit zebrochen because one hadn't had a good meal for a few hours. Not ochlu v'shosu kol tzarchem. And that too is the pshat before the Malbim. And al nares bovel shomi yashavnu dam v'chinu b'zechreinu esiyah. It's an amazing picture that David HaMelech describes. What he said was going to happen, what happened. Shom Tolinu, there we hung our lyres, our harps, Beinu Orvim, amongst the willow branches. When they asked us to sing, the picture David HaMelech has is Jewish people being exiled from Yerushalayim, heading to Bavel. And they're taking their harps with them. Shom Yoshavnu, we finally had a moment of rest when we came to Bavel. And you'd expect that moment of respite, they would finally have a moment to think about the families that they left behind, the people that they buried, that Nebuchadnezzar killed, siblings, the children, they're not going to be with them, it's a brach in a family. You'd expect they'd be thinking about their homes in Yerushalayim that they will never see again. But that's not Kal Yisrael. Shom Yoshavnu Gam Vachinu Mizachreinu Eszion. When we mentioned Yerushalayim, and we thought about Koyanim, Beis HaMikdash, Korbanos, Yomim Tovim in Yerushalayim, Gam Vachinu, that's when we melted, that's when our hearts gave way. That's the challenge of this Tisha B'Av. Coming to Tisha B'Av, to different Tisha B'Av. We're coming to Tisha B'Av having buried a people that buried over 60 Chayalim. I was just heard today the American general was interviewed and they tried to push him about the young children that died. The young Palestinian children died. And he pushed back and he said, the Israeli soldiers are also children. How old are the Israeli soldiers? They're also children. So we come into this kind of a Tisha B'Av with heavy hearts. And the challenge of the Tisha B'Av, as we mentioned on Shabbos, is with the heavy hearts of so many chayalim who need a refuah. Gam bochinu b'zachreinu eszio. To remember that there's a Beis HaMikdash that whose return will resolve all of the tzaras and all of the heartache. And just to frame it, to make it easier for us to connect the dots, I'll tell you what I was thinking. We've all read many articles. And we've all read, probably many times, what are the goals of this present campaign? So we all know, we've read it many times, the goals of the present campaign, there shouldn't be any bombs coming into Eretz Yisrael, right? The goals of the present campaign is to root out every single tunnel. The goals of this campaign are that no more terror, don't say that. There's actually 10 years, right? If there are 10 years of no more bombs coming from Gaza, right? That they've reached their goals. Right? So maybe not 10 different, but that's what we've read, right? That's Gam Bochinu B'Zachreinu Esiyon. That these are the goals of Klal Yisrael. These are the goals of the Mamlechas Koinim Vegei Kodesh. That we should have to sacrifice our soldiers for 10 years of peace. Not for a crushing blow. Not to rid the country of, but there shouldn't be any bombs. If you want to appreciate, I'm not saying this in a critical fashion, just to explain, to bring home into our own minds the challenge of this tishva. To remind ourselves, these are I'm not diminishing the goals of the military, the goals of the politicians. Not my point. My point is, look at it from the perspective of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should have goals that are not that we shouldn't get beaten up. Klal Yisrael deserves to have goals, not that we should be able to live without the bombs for 10 years. Klal Yisrael should have goals that we should have as a Achreinu v'Sion. We have a Beis HaMikdash. Not that we have to work hard and to a great extent with the modicum of success or lack of success to justify the strategies that have been adopted. Not to have to hear people debating that the disproportionate blows, not to have people debating whether it's right, civilian death, non-civilian death. There's such clarity. Anybody with any seichel has such clarity that what's right and what's correct. We live with such an acceptable bar of sheker. That's b'zechreinu asiyah. Shom yoshavnu gam bochinu. We were coming from Babel, and we had suffered losses that were indescribable. But Klal Yisrael, when they realized for a moment, they looked beyond for a moment, beyond the pain which was real and deep, and the losses which will not be easily recovered at that time and may never be recovered. But then B'zechreinu Asiyah, they stopped for a moment and said, but look what we should be. We should be Eretz Yisrael in its fullness. We should be on both sides of the Yarden. We should be fully to the coast. We should have Eretz Yisrael. We should have our land. We shouldn't have to debate our land. We should have Yerushalayim. We should have Kohanim. We should have Shvatim, Sanhedrin, and Ur Ketuvim. We should be a Mamlechas Kohanim. People should look at Klal Yisrael as people with, as honest people do now, and see a moral people. And that's how we have to connect the dots for this Tisha B'Av. To remind ourselves that all the difficulties in the last weeks, and then the pain, it's not difficulties, the pain and the losses, it would all be different if we had a Beis HaMikdash. And then to remember, it would all end differently if we had a Beis HaMikdash. And then to remember B'Zachreinu Asiyah. That even the goals that we have in mind, even we would call a success, that's not what Klal Yisrael dreams about. That's Klal Yisrael in Golos. That's Klal Yisrael, who's a thousands of years of Golos, dreams of a respite. And Klal Yisrael in Tisha B'Av has to remember that when the Jews went to Babel, they carried, this is an unbelievable picture, they carried their harps, they carried their lyres with them. The Levim carried their songs with them. Shom Yashavnu B'Zachreinu Asiyah. They always had in mind what Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael, is supposed to be. And keeping that in mind, that's what will focus our might during the course of Tisha B'Av, and what will allow us to have a very meaningful 24 hours of Avelos, and then be amongst those who are Zocha to see B'Simchasa Yerushalayim.